Hey everyone, before we get started on this week's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast, I wanted to share with you guys this amazing opportunity where you can generate hundreds of dollars a day from the comfort of your home by only working 1 to 2 hours a day. This business model is beginner friendly, requires no inventory, and better yet, you don't have to deal with customer service. If you are ready to make an impactful change in your financial future to escape the headache of working for someone else, then look no further. My name is Byron Pringle, and I'm a business coach. My goal is to show you the path to financial freedom. Head over to coachwithbyron.com to get started with the training and the education you need today. Plus, for a limited time only, when you sign up for a training program, I'll send you my free beginner's coaches guide. This ebook is valued at $17 and it's yours absolutely free. Again, head over to coachwithbyron.com to get started today. Oh, yes. Birthdays. They are a very special time of the year. When we celebrate someone's birthday, we are not only celebrating the length of their life, but we celebrate how much they have grown in the past year. Birthdays are important because they give everyone a day to feel special and to see how much those around them love them. Well, on this week's episode, I am celebrating my 34th birthday. In celebration, I am going to highlight 7 key items that you can express gratitude. So, without further ado, go ahead and grab a pen and paper, and let's go ahead and start this week's episode. Welcome to this week's episode of the Rise Up Motivational Podcast. As always, my name is Byron Pringle. And I'll be your podcast host and business coach to help you create the lifestyle you've always dreamed of by identifying your goals, crushing your limited beliefs, but most importantly, creating a future filled with possibilities. Today, we are recording session 41, and it has been a hot minute. Yes, that's right, because we've taken about 6 weeks off here, and I'll explain that here shortly. About a month ago, a little over a month ago, my mom ended up passing with cancer. So I ended up putting a lot of my business priorities kind of on the back burner because I wanted to be there for my family and kind of reconcile through this difficult time. So right now we want to get back in the routine on producing weekly podcasts and get things going. My mom was actually like my show's number one fan. She absolutely loved our show. She would call me weekly, just kind of giving a recap of what she liked about the show and just kind of her insights. And, you know, she really enjoyed it. And I think this is an excellent legacy to carry on the show. So, and also on the other piece of it here, I want to also be able to help you guys and inspire you guys to pursue better opportunities, because that's what we're here for here on this planet, is to live our God-given destiny and to escape that 9-to-5 rat race and just to find our calling. So this is why I'm here as your business coach. I want to be able to provide that opportunity to you guys. So about a year ago, I recorded an episode called My Birthday Wish. And last year, let's back up a little bit. So what I do every year on my birthday, I always try to set up a goal, very similar to New Year's resolution goals. But I also think, like, I'm so fortunate because my birthday is in June, which is halfway through the year. And it's an excellent time to just kind of reflect on my New Year's resolutions and set new goals for the duration of the year and other things I want to kind of work on, especially if I've accomplished a New Year's resolution goal of mine. This gives me an opportunity to reflect on the wins and the learning points and to create additional goals. So last year on my 33rd birthday, my goal was to give back more. I wanted to, of course, you know, monetary wise, yes, but also to give back more emotionally, spiritually, and just informational wise to help others in whatever capacity that they're in their life. And, you know, with 2020 and 2021, there's just been a lot of need for support. There's been a lot of need for help. And I think what we need to do in today's modern society is we need to practice more gratitude and to be available for those who need help. And so that's an excellent segue into this episode here, because I'm actually recording this here on the 8th and it's coming out on the 9th, June 9th. Also, that's actually a good thing to bring up here. So we're moving our episodes from Mondays to Wednesdays. So every Wednesday from now on, we're going to be dropping a brand new episode of our podcast here. For you guys that have been listening to the show, Kristen's not here today. She is actually in the transition again. Things moved up here to Iowa. So she's going to be a full-time Iowan, but a Kentucky girl at heart. So we're very excited to have her here full-time and being on the show and sharing her valuable insights as well. But so for my 34th birthday, and just kind of reflecting on the year that we've had, and like I said, the loss that we had in our family. Most recently, I ended up leaving the restaurant space to pursue this business full time because I want to be able to give 100% to my listenership, but then also to help those who want to escape that rat race to get out of their 9-to-5 and find an online profitable business. So today I want to cover what I want to focus on in my 34th year, and that is showing more gratitude. I think that's what we really need in today's society, is to show a bit more gratitude. Now, I'm a guy that focuses on the glass is half full rather than half empty, because we can really focus on the negatives, the bad things that's been going on in our life. And it's easy to focus on the negative. Trust me, you know, I've been there myself, and it's not easy. But, you know, when we start focusing on, okay, this happened, however, I have this, or I have this person in my life, you know, when you focus on the good, and that's my rule, I call my 1-to-3 rule, is for every one negative situation, find 3 good things in it. And so it was funny because the other day, Kristen and I, we were getting out of bed, and Kristen made the comment about, you know, what side of bed are you going to roll off today? You know, it's like, if you're going to, and you guys probably heard that, like, are you going to roll off on the good side of the bed or the bad side of the bed? And I think honestly, with our mindset every day, we have that opportunity. You know, do we start the day off on the right foot, or do we start the day off negatively? And one thing I do every single morning, a part of my morning routine, is before I even get out of bed, I'll set up in my bed and I think of 3 things that I'm extremely grateful for. It could be anything. It could be the fact that, you know, I have a loving, supporting partner in my life. It could be that my children are such a big inspiration in my life. It could even be the fact that, you know, I'm able to stand on my 2 feet, you know, so it could be just about anything. But when you start your day with gratitude and you find 3 things that you are grateful for, and it doesn't matter how big or small, it's the way to set your mindset up for success. Because if you wake up and the first thing you think about is, well, I got these bills, I have this relationship issue, I have this problem at work, and then automatically, boom, your mind goes in reactive mode and you set yourself up to crawl out of the wrong side of the bed. And you're not starting your mind off, your day, I should say, with a mindfulness. So today I want to quickly cover 7 key items, 7 ways to show more gratitude through your day. And I want you guys to go ahead, if you guys have any other additional ideas or any other ways that you can show gratitude beyond the list of 7 things, go ahead, reach out to me. And my email is coachwithbyron@gmail.com. So let's go ahead and start knocking this list out, okay? First item on the list is don't be picky. Appreciate everything. Again, it goes back. It doesn't matter how big or small. Again, this morning I got out of bed and I sat there and I said, you know what? I'm grateful that I'm able to see. I am grateful that I can breathe air in my lungs and I don't need to be on a machine to be able to survive. Yeah, I can naturally breathe in and breathe out. I'm grateful that I was able to get in my shower and shower off and get cleaned up. And we take those things for granted. And it's like, you know, it's insane that, you know, we take these, what we think are minor things for granted while they're rather big things. So don't be picky. Appreciate everything in your life. It doesn't matter how big or small. Find gratitude in everything that you do. Second item is, and this is a big one, okay, guys, find gratitude in your challenges. And so this goes back on crawling out of the wrong side of bed. So if you're looking at the fact that, you know, I crawled out the wrong side of the bed, and I'm going to a job that, you know, I don't get along with a coworker. Well, you can look at the fact that, you know, I hate my job, I hate this, I hate that because of my coworker, and the list can go on and on. And trust me, it's easy to find the negative rather than trying to find some positives. But, you know, through this pandemic, we found that many people have lost their jobs. And there are a few fortunate people that have kept a job and a consistent paycheck coming in. So rather, if you don't get along with a coworker, but find gratitude that you are able to stand up, breathe, drive to work, go make an honest paycheck, and be able to come home to a home that you can make payments to. So I know that's a little bit in depth, but you know, just find gratitude in any challenge. And again, like I mentioned, my mom passed away about 6 weeks ago. And it was sudden. It was just very all of a sudden. And, you know, it was very difficult. It was extremely difficult for me. You know, on the outside, I seemed like I was calm, cool, and collected. But I didn't want to break down. But then, you know, I stood there and I was like, you know, although she's gone and she's departed to heaven, I found that I still had other family. You know, I still have a dad. I still have my brothers. I have my sister-in-laws. I still have my girlfriend. I still have my kids, you know, and that is finding gratitude in a challenging time. So I know it's challenging to find the good in the bad because it's easy to focus on the bad. But when you switch that mindset pattern to, okay, this is happening. This is very difficult. I cannot believe I'm going through this. Find 3 good things. And trust me, it's going to change your mindset. Let's go ahead and talk about practice mindfulness. So the thing is, like riding a bicycle, you know, you're not going to get on the bicycle the first time and be a pro BMX rider. You know, it's going to take time. It's like with anything else you do in your life, rather if that's in your career or in your relationships, you know, it takes constant improving. You got to keep showing up every single day and practice, practice, practice. It's like the old saying goes, practice makes perfect. I don't believe in perfect. You know, I think that's just an unrealistic paradigm. But I also feel that when we practice mindfulness and we get better and better and better each time, as well with anything else in our life, you know, again, riding a bicycle. First time, you can bet your butt you're going to fall off. Second time, you will probably still fall off. Third to fourth time, you may get a little bit of a balance. You may still fall, but you may find a groove. And about fifth, sixth, seventh time, how many other times, but you keep trying and trying, you're going to eventually be able to, you know, pop wheelies and do all that sort of stuff and, you know, show off to your friends and such. But it takes time. In a recent study I actually found here, Harvard produced a study a while ago, and it shows that if you practice mindfulness 8 weeks straight, it will change your mindset. It would actually rewire your mindset. It's like that, the 21 day thing you guys have probably heard about. You know, it takes 21 days to break a habit, but they also say that beyond the 21 days, it takes 90 days after the 21 days to set that habit in motion. So you show up 21 days doing the same thing. So like for me, I take cold showers in the morning. When I first started taking cold showers in the morning, I absolutely hated it. But I said, 21 days, I'm going to do it. And then after 21 days or so, my mind just finally like, okay, you know, this is routine. And then I followed it for 90 days. And now when I get in the shower, I just flip it to the cold setting. Subconsciously, I just flip it to the cold setting and I don't think anything of it. And I was like, holy crap, this is cold. You know? So, but definitely practice mindfulness. Set some time in the morning. And the morning is the best time to do it. Sit down and focus again on three items that you find gratitude in and that you want to focus through your mindfulness practice. Number four, kind of expand. It's like expansion off what I just said, but keep a gratitude journal. I think journaling is an underrated resource tool, especially with everything that has been going on, again, with the pandemic and how easy it is to focus on the negative. But, you know, it's so much you can think about it, but when you can physically see it on paper, like so in the morning when I journal, a part of my morning routine, I journal, again, the three thoughts that come to my mind, and then I visualize what I'm grateful for. So, so I'll look at pictures of like my kids on the wall, and I sat there and I'm like, you know, I'm very grateful that I have three wonderful, beautiful boys. And then I just like I sat back, I look at my home. I said, you know what? I am grateful that I have a nice home, a roof over my head. You know, so again, you know, you might think, well, yeah, of course you have kids. Of course you have a roof over your head. But that is so much more than what most people can say. And I think a lot of times we just, again, take granted for what we have. We should definitely cherish and definitely practice mindfulness for the things that we do have. Again, I'm going to keep saying it. It's easy to count the wrongs, but when we see one wrong and we find three good things, it cancels out the wrong. It doesn't seem such a big deal. So definitely try to keep a gratitude journal. You can, again, when you do your morning routine and you do your journaling in the morning, you know, maybe draw a box and write three circles and say, today I am focused on these three items that I am grateful for. So another item here, number five on my list, is volunteer. Volunteerism is so important, and I don't think we do enough of that. So if you have a few hours during the weekend or at your during your night, you know, volunteer, help out in your community. It really helps shifts your mindset. It really does, because you're doing a good deed. And, you know, it's just one of those things, like when you, like the other day, I held a door open for an elderly couple, and the guy looked at me. And, you know, subconsciously, but that's how I was raised. You know, I held the door open. The guy looked at me and he said, you are a very nice gentleman. Thank you. And I was like, oh, I got a compliment. And it felt great. You know, so volunteering, giving back in your community really, really sets your mindset up for success. But then also it gives you a sense of gratitude as well, because you're able to help those that find difficulty in their lives. So again, you know, you know, I can make a list of things that, you know, that's going wrong in my life, and I'm very upset with. However, when I reflect on maybe someone else's life, you know, their list might be 10 times longer than mine. You know, I'm, you know, just one thing, like, you know, I'm able to drive my car. Well, some people may not have a car to get back and forth. Maybe they have to rely on public transportation. You know, that's one thing, like, you know, it's, I have a car. I don't think about it. You know, I can get in, put my keys in, and drive wherever I go. But then at the same time, too, there's other people that don't have that. So again, you know, it's something that you can be grateful for. So volunteerism, absolutely. Number six, spend time with the ones you love. Oh my goodness. Like, it makes a tremendous difference when you schedule, like, maybe a barbecue with your family. Especially when you're feeling kind of down, it's so important to change your external environment to reflect the mood that you're seeking. And now this is a lot of times, like, when I do, like, business calls or coaching or any kind of affiliate marketing, I'll go up at my desk, my home office desk, and I'll do everything that, because the environment that I have around me reflects the current situation that I'm working in. You know, this sets the tone, the mood of my day. So with that being said, if you want to feel very happy and show a sense of gratitude, you know, you'd want to be around those that have the same mindset, you know, and nothing is better than to be around family and loved ones and share those moments with. So definitely surround yourself with the ones that love you and support you, and in return, you know, show them the same. And seven, and the last item on my list, is improve happiness in all other areas in your life. Now, the one thing I do want to emphasize on is, like, the compound effect that I've talked about, trying to become 1% better each and every day. So if you look at an area that you'd like to improve on, so, for example, if you want to improve on fitness, for example, so say, for example, if you want to lose X amount of pounds, a part of my morning routine is I try to get my first 1,000 steps in every morning. And I monitor my food intake and that sort of stuff to help minimize my calories and my carbs and try to balance my weight. So the one thing is focus on things that you want to work on to make yourself better, healthier. And I think, honestly, when we set ourselves up for success in that aspect, then we can find gratefulness in that. So, for example, if you're looking at losing weight and you're keeping a chart, and every week you get on the scale and you're like, I'm losing 2 pounds a week, and you can visually see it, yeah, you're going to find gratitude in the hard work that you're putting into losing weight. So focus on some areas that you would like to improve on. Now, it doesn't necessarily need to be fitness. So say, for example, if you want to read more, and say, for example, if you're kind of spotty on your reading, maybe one day you might read a page, maybe 2 or 3 days down the road, you might be able to read 3 pages, and then you don't read for another week, you know, set up a time schedule, something consistent in your morning routine. Say, okay, so at 6 a.m. I'm going to wake up at 5:45, get ready, but 6 a.m. I'm going to go downstairs. My book is sitting on the table, and I am going to read 6 pages, and then you keep a log of that. And then as you're filling out your log every day, I made it to page 6, I made it to page 12, I made it to page 18, and you can see it visually on paper, like, wow, look at the progress I'm making each and every day, and you can even date it. And I think it's so important, because when you think of it is one thing, but when you can visually see it, it's another. And that's a great way to track progress. So I definitely encourage you to try to improve happiness in all other areas in your life. And this is where you start with just writing it out on a piece of paper and just being happy on your progress. So that is what I have for my 7 ways to show more gratitude. So if you have any other items you think should be added to the list, go ahead and send me a message or email, I should say, at at coachwithbyron@gmail.com. If you have not done so, follow me on Instagram at coachwithbyron. And I'm going to leave you guys like I do at the end of every single episode. Now, I'm going to share this one piece with you guys, but my mom was the greatest blessing in my life. She was just the center of my inspiration, and she was kind of my rock. And in the past episodes, I've always mentioned to make it your mission to be a blessing in someone's life. And that line was written specifically for her from me. And that is a tagline that I'm going to end with every single episode. So again, if you have not done so, hit that subscribe button so you don't miss any of our weekly podcast episodes. Again, they come out every Wednesday. And drop us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. I'd greatly appreciate it. It helps us to be seen more organically by more people. And again, I'm going to leave you like I do at the end of every single episode. Make it your mission to be a blessing in someone's life. I love you guys, and I greatly appreciate you guys. And we'll see you over on the next episode.